Gentle, number 46, Expectations versus Agreements. If I have to name one podcast or audio clip that's made the most lasting impression in my life, I believe it has to be Expectations versus Agreements with Steve Chandler. In roughly 15 minutes, he explains the difference between the two, according to his view. And when I first heard it, it bowled me over completely. I had to listen again and again, and as a result of that, I took a long look at myself. I started to discover instances where my expectations were enormous and non-spoken, and inevitably knocked me down, as my surroundings or myself never could live up to what I had dreamed up had to happen for whatever activity it was to become successful. Expectations, verbalized or not, will never get you above zero. If I expect something from you and you don't live up to it, I'm in the negative. If you live up to it, I get to zero because I expected you to. So I can never rejoice. Whereas if we make an agreement, and it has to be a proper one, where both parties take it seriously enough to actually come to an agreement of what, when, how, etc., then I get to rejoice as much as I want to when we both live up to our respective tasks of the agreement. I'll give you an example. The first time I really observed my expectations after listening to this podcast was when my kids had a day off school and we decided to take a day trip to Copenhagen together. We came to the railway station, and as we took the escalator down to the tracks, my kids started to moan and groan. "Oh, Mom, will we have to walk all day? Mom, can we just stay in one place? Oh, I don't wanna..." And that's when I saw them, the expectations. They became very real to me then. The expectations in my mind were far from what was just happening. I had envisioned a lovely day, walking around in Copenhagen, having fun, enjoying ourselves, stopping for a bite to eat here or there, and generally having a day filled with Kodachrome moments. Problem was, those were my expectations. And as I could hear from the kids, they each had a completely other set of expectations. I never really got around to making an agreement with them that time. I think I basically flipped and told them off. "Why should we ever go for a day trip if all you're going to do is moan and groan?" Didn't win any awards for Mom of the Year for that moment, that's for sure. But we did have an okay in the end, that we did. A while later, me and the kids were going for a week-long break in Stockholm and Uppsala. On the train there, I told them about expectations versus agreements, and we talked about it. We voiced our expectations and turned them into agreements where we all were willing to give some in order to get something else. And lo and behold, we actually had a great vacation together, where on numerous occasions we referred to our agreement as a gentle reminder, and all of us were more generous with our time and moods. All of us willing and wanting to pitch in a bit extra, knowing that it would sometime somehow be returned to us. A great vacation it was, let me tell you. So, try to spot when you fall in the trap of expecting this or that. Just noticing it makes a difference. If you want to, start to experiment with starting a conversation instead, which might land you in agreement about what's to be done, how, when, by whom, and whatever other details might be necessary for your specific circumstance.